All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind Al, family and companions. Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi said, "We hold it valid to pray behind every member of the people of the book, of the people of the Qibla, whether pious or enormous sinner, and to perform the funeral prayer for any of them when he dies. So as long as the person who leads the prayer is a Muslim, whether obedient or a major sinner, following him in the prayer is valid. Such a person is a Muslim who deserves the funeral prayer upon his death." Then he said, "We do not declare definitely who among them will be in paradise or hell. We do not judge them with blasphemy, shirk, or hypocrisy, unless such matters show from them. We leave their secrets to Allah Ta'ala." This means, unless it is stated explicitly in the Islamic texts, we do not, out of our personal opinion, state that a certain person shall be in paradise or hell, even if the person is immersed in sins. We do not know how the life of a certain person will end. Today's sinners may repent and die obedient, and vice versa. However, there are certain people, such as Abu Lahab, who were specifically mentioned to be in hellfire. We say that they are going to hell because the Quran mentioned it explicitly. Similarly, there are other people who were mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be in paradise. We say they shall be in paradise. We do not deem the Muslims otherwise unless they show blasphemy. We say Allah knows about what resides in their hearts. Then Imam Abu Ja'far said, "We hold that the sword must not be used against any member of the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, except those who deserve it." This means it is not permissible to kill a Muslim, except if his killing is prescribed in the religion because of a certain sin he committed, such as adultery, murder, and apostasy. This is mentioned in the hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, لا يحل دم امرئ مسلم إلا بإحدى ثلاث الثيب الزاني والنفس بالنفس والتارك لدينه المفارق للجماعة رواه البخاري ومسلم. The Muslim Khalifa, Caliph, is ordered to fight the Muslims who carry weapons unjustly against him. In Surah Al-Hujurat, Ayah 9, Allah Ta'ala said, فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib was the first Khalifa to fight such people at the battles of the Jamal, Camel, Siffin, and Nahrawan. Then At-Tahawi said, "We hold that we must not revolt against our caliphs and their appointed governors, even if they act unjustly. We do not supplicate against them or disobey them. Additionally, we deem obeying them as an obligation and obedience to Allah, the Exalted, except when they enjoin an act of disobedience. We supplicate Allah to grant them righteousness and safety from disobeying Him." The explanation is, it is an enormous sin to revolt against the Caliph. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "من كره من أميره شيئا فليصبر عليه فإنه ليس من أحد من الناس خرج من السلطان شبرا إلا مات ميتة جاهلية رواه مسلم. It means whoever hates something about his ruler, that is Caliph, let him bear with it, Because undoubtedly, whoever revolts against the ruler, his death in that state will be similar to the death of the non-Muslim, related by Imam Muslim. This does not mean that he dies as a non-Muslim, but rather it is an indication of the enormity of his sin. We do not supplicate against them to cause tribulations. Moreover, we do not obey them in what is sinful. Instead, we ask Allah to guide these rulers and their appointed governors to do the right deeds and to protect them from sinning. Obeying them is an obligation, except when they command us to sin. Then At-Tahawi said, we follow the Sunnah and Jama'ah and avoid deviations, disagreement, and disunion. So the people of the Sunnah and Jama'ah, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, are the people who carry the belief of the companions and their true followers. They are called as such because they follow the Sunnah way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who ordered people to follow his companions. Now the Jama'ah group refers to the majority of the Prophet's nation who carry the true creed as opposed to the few defectors who deviated from it. We avoid deviating from the Ijma', the Islamic scholarly consensus of the Mujtahids, top scholars, in the issues which the Quran or the Sunnah did not explicitly mention. We avoid those who deviate from the Ijma' and disunite the Muslims. And then he said, we love the people of justice and honesty and hate the people of tyranny and treachery. This emphasizes the fact that it is sinful to deviate from the Ijma'. The people of justice and honesty here refers to the rulers of Ahlul Sunnah, who rule the Muslims justly. The people of tyranny and treachery are the people of disobedience and deviance. Then he said, we say about what is ambiguous to us, Allah knows best. So if a person is not sure of a matter, then to avoid doubts, he seeks refuge with Allah, the one who knows it. He must know that the human mind falls short of knowing the human wisdom. So how could he know the divine wisdom of Allah? Thus he believes in all what Allah revealed to his prophet, according to the meanings which Allah knows and are befitting to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then At-Tahawi said, in accordance with what has been related in the Athar, we believe in wet wiping the foot gear, mashul khuffain, while traveling and residing. No one disputes this issue since the days of the companions. The hadith of mashul khuffain, wet wiping the foot gear, is mutawatir. It is related by about 70 companions in many books of hadith. Then he said, performing hajj and jihad continue to take place under Muslim caliphs, whether pious or committers of major sin, until the time of resurrection. Nothing invalidates or abolishes them. So it is an obligation to perform hajj and jihad with the caliph, whether he was pious or sinful. However, he is not obeyed when he orders to fight others unjustly. At-Tahawi said, we believe in the honorable recording angels, for Allah has certainly appointed them to observe our deeds. We believe in the angels of death, who is appointed to take the souls. We believe in the angel of death, who is appointed to take the souls out of the living beings. The recording angels are the angels whom Allah assigned to write down the deeds of people. In Surah Al-Infitar, Ayah 10 and 12, Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يعلمون ما تفعلون. This is an explicit text confirming the existence of these angels who compare what they wrote down with what was already written in the guarded tablet. They find no more or less than what they wrote, providing the exactness and verity of Allah's eternal knowledge. Muslims also believe that Angel Azrael, Angel of Death, is the angel assigned to take the souls out of the living beings, namely the angels, humans, jinn, and animals. Angel Azrael has angels of mercy and angels of torture assisting him in his assignment. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to protect us, keep us steadfast on Al-Islam, and Allah knows best.